Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. For those of you listening for the first time, I'm a numerologist, and I guess you could say, too, that I'm a bit of a mystic because I've studied a wide range of metaphysical subjects. They both go hand in hand, really, when you really understand the spiritual qualities of the numbers. The numbers speak about psychic abilities, holistic healing. It talks about chakras and meditations and even about being an empath, and I could go on and on. Numerology also helps you to understand spiritual philosophy, because really all universal truth can be found in the knowledge that's in numerology. And so it's easy enough to delve into related areas when you're studying numerology, and that's really what led me down the path to study so many different things. Now, there might be some of you sitting out there and wondering, what exactly is numerology? And for those of you who are not aware of what numerology is, it is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers and letters, and it dates back to antiquity. Simply put, it's the language of numbers. Numerology uses the information that's found in your date of birth and the name that you were given at birth as a method to understand your deeper nature and your soul's purpose. Numerology was founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who was a 5th century Greek mathematician and mystic. Pythagoras traveled extensively during his life, and he studied with the greatest religious leaders of his time, which is why numerology has its roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It also has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. To Pythagoras, the universe was not chaotic, but contained a deep underlying order, which pervaded the visible world and the minds of men. He believed that men were already divine, and that we achieve immortality not by becoming divine, but by realizing that which is already within us, all of which is revealed in our numbers. There's no randomness to the day you were born or to the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the day you were born and your name are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Once you are aware of who you are and what you have set about to achieve in this lifetime, your life takes on new meaning and clarity. Understanding your numerology is awakening to your divine self. The purpose of this show is to enlighten you about numerology. And also, I take questions, so if you have any questions about numerology, I would be happy to answer them. I also am more than happy to do readings. I can do mini readings based on your date of birth, or if you want to give me your name, I will be happy to look at your numbers, do some calculations, and do a reading for you. So I'd like to give you these numbers. You might want to write them down. The toll-free number for the United States is 1-877-876-5227. The toll-free number for Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And you also can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Now, you might be wondering, what do I call about? Or, you know, it could be anything that you might want to know. Maybe you just need some insight. You know, you might be in a relationship and you're wondering if you're compatible. And, you know, it's possible that I could take a look at his numbers and compare them to yours and give you some advice. Maybe you're trying to understand someone in your life, a loved one, a child, or a husband. You know, looking at their energy and their numbers helps you to understand them. When you understand somebody, you can better communicate, relate to, and have a better relationship with. Hold on. I think we have a caller, yes?
Yes, how you doing, Allison? My name is Joe.
Okay, hold on just 1 second, okay?
Sure.
I'll get right to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, maybe those of you that are considering calling, maybe you're considering about investing, expanding your business, career change. Perhaps you're thinking about a move. Maybe you're looking to meet, you know, someone in your life, and I can look at your numbers and maybe give you some advice regarding the timing on that. By just knowing what numbers are influencing you during any given moment of your life helps to validate the experience, what you're feeling. It also gives you insight into which direction to go. Okay, so we have a caller. Caller, I'm going to ask you to to really speak up for me because I'm having a hard time hearing you. So can you give me your name?
Sure. My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay.
And, Joe, did you want me to do a reading for you, or do you have a question?
I guess you could do. Yeah, I would like to have a reading.
Okay. Well, what I need for you to do, Joe, is if you could possibly give me your date of birth.
Okay. August 29, 1968.
Okay. Did you say 1968?
1968, correct.
Six.
Mm-hmm, six.
Okay. I apologize. I'm just trying to hear you. So, you said August 29th, 1968. That's correct, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, Joe, I'm going to just give you a mini reading here based on this date of birth. And then
my number is 7, I think, because I remember. Because I have an idea a little bit about numerology.
You know a little bit about numerology? Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be a 7
gotcha.
Birth and
gotcha.
One
okay.
As a...
Okay, that's cool. 7 life path. Hello. Yeah, seeker of the truth, the mystic, the wise old sage. You know, having the 7 in that kind of vibration in the life path position, this is major for you. And, you know, this is a very... Very much a thinking vibration. It's an intellect. It's pure intellect. And normally, people that have sevens in their chart, you know, they have a tendency to seek knowledge, to study, to learn, to really answer the questions in their life. Part of this is based on the fact that you're a little bit on the skeptical side, and so you really need to search out, seek the truth, you know, find out for yourself.
Yes.
Which has a tendency to propel you to learn more. So you really have an excellent mind. But this mind that you have is also very rational. It's like it's methodical. It's kind of like a computer, you know. It takes in information. You're the great observer. There's not much that you miss. But you take in all this information, and then you mull it over in your mind, and then from the information that you get, you come out with some really wonderful insights. You can actually come up with some amazing insights when you have a 7 in your chart. I believe that scientists, people that have helped out humanity by coming up with, you know, discoveries were probably 7s because they really, you have to perfect things in your thinking. You have to understand it 100%. Anything less than that is not good enough for you. This is making sense, Joe?
Yes, to a certain extent, yeah, it does.
Okay. And when you have a 7, and also I'm looking at the birthday number, and both of these numbers are very much drawn to the spiritual, to a spiritual philosophy, to understanding where did you come from, why are you here, what is your soul's purpose. These are things that you're drawn to. You're drawn to many, many arenas in the metaphysical world. You know, you could have studied tarot, studied numerology, studied palmistry, astrology. You could have taken mediumship classes. This number is a very psychic, intuitive number, so you have gifts. The 7 says that you're clairsentient. You know things without knowing why you know them. You feel things. You have gut feelings. Does this make sense to you, Joe?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. And you really should live your life according to that gut instinct that you have, because it won't ever put you on the wrong path. Always follow the way you feel when you're a 7. You also, you know, the socialness of the 7 leaves a lot to be desired. You really do prefer your alone time, meditating, being on, you know, spending that quiet time, not necessarily being surrounded by people all the time.
Right.
You need to back away from people quite often and just meditate or do whatever it is where you're alone with your thoughts. And so 7s are a little bit on the loner side in the sense that they withdraw quite a bit. And you really... It's really, with your two numbers here, life path saying I'm a 7,
mm-hmm.
The 7 doesn't like to get into the arena of emotions. It is very rational and practical, and it doesn't really want to deal with emotions. But your 29 birthday says that you're very sensitive and that you can be a very emotional person. You do identify with emotions. So these two, in a way, maybe that 7 helps you out sometimes to be able to step back once in a while and to look at things rationally rather than doing it emotionally. But I know from looking at the 29 birthday and also looking at your challenges that you're a very sensitive person. You feel the energy of people around you in the environment that you're in. You feel that energy. You get a very good read on people. You know whether or not you like them or not almost immediately because you're reading energy. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I could pretty much give an idea within 5 minutes what type of person I'm dealing with.
Right.
Like, if I'm in a conversation,
I'm going to ask you to keep
speaking
up for me, okay? Can you say that again so I can hear you?
Excuse me?
I want you to speak up and say it again
so
I can hear you.
I guess maybe we got bad connection.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. When I speak to someone, I have conversation with them. Usually, you know, I have an idea, you know, what kind of vibration I'm getting from them.
Exactly.
If it's a positive or a negative. I don't know. I guess it's in a psychic, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because that 29 is psychic. The 7 also, too, is very intuitive and very psychic. So just those two numbers alone, I mean, absolutely. If you wanted to practice and work with your abilities, you would be able to do readings yourself or be able to read for people at least their energy, how they're feeling. And also I would say if you went into any kind of holistic healing or any kind of healing profession, you would have a very good intuitive feeling about people's illnesses and be able to heal them because these are healer energies as well. There is a certain amount of fame and fortune that comes in with your 29th birthday. I want you to know that.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, you know, you have this, it's an 11 vibration.
Right.
And some of the most famous people in the world have 11 vibration. It's a master number. And it literally means that you can be an inspirational leader, that you, there's something about you, it's electrifying, it's charismatic, and it draws people to you. And using that energy can actually propel you into the spotlight or in front of people in a major way. And there is fame and fortune that comes in, especially with a 29 for the number. You know, maybe not so much now because you don't really use a lot of... When you have a master number in your chart, you don't use it early on in life so much as you do later on in life.
Okay.
And I really want to look at your full chart to be able to pinpoint when, but... You do have that potential of really being pushed to the, you know, the forefront with a 29. I know that this two challenge of yours is sensitivity. I don't know if you feel like you are oversensitive sometimes or easily hurt. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right, because one of your major challenges. And do you have a challenge with your family at this time in your life, like there's issues with family?
Especially when you're a child? No, not really. It's just like certain political things or just way of thinking about certain things that have sometimes issues, you know, like just anything in politics and history and science and everything, maybe in sometimes in religious
things. So you're not in agreement with your family?
No, not really. Not always. It's
right.
Sometimes,
okay.
You know.
All right. Well, you meant to see part of what you're doing here is you're deciding what it is that you believe in, whether that's politics, spiritual, religious, or whatever. You're definitely going to be drawn down a religious path of one sort or another. You probably more easily embrace a spiritual philosophy, and once you decide what it is that you believe in, then you're going to go out and inspire other people with your message because there's part of things in your chart that say you're a messenger. That you're here in some fashion to help humanity, enlighten humanity, or set an example that inspires others. And so it's something special in your chart. Pinnacle-wise, hold on a second. Excuse me. Pinnacle-wise, you're in this one pinnacle, so it says early on in life as well, you know, you're left to on your own devices a little bit, on your own, being independent, having to do things for yourself. And it's a tough pinnacle to be in when you're young. It's a better pinnacle to be in later on in life. But it is teaching you what you're made of and how strong you are early on in life. As you move on from the age of 30 to 38, you have this 8 pinnacle, which allows power and mastery to come in for you, meaning whatever career, wherever you're working, things should get a little bit easier for you. People should defer to your... authority a little bit more during those ages. We look at your third pinnacle and we see that you have this 9 that says from 30 9 to 47 is something about working with humanity, social services, a social cause. It could even be artistic. I mean, you could be a very artistic person with these numbers, but you're going to be working with that sort of an energy. Whatever you do with that energy is going to be very beneficial for you during that time. And the last pinnacle that you're in says that there, a lot of changes come for you. You kind of get out there and enjoy life and experience life later on in life after the age of 48. The one other thing that I will tell you before I stop here is your personal year for this year is a 9. So this is not a year to start anything for you. It's a year to finish up and complete things. You may feel as though you are doing that, like looking at what you don't really want in your life anymore and maybe letting go of it. It could be relationships. It could be your job. It could be where you live. You might be thinking about moving. But you're feeling as though you're letting go of things this year. And you're getting ready for next year, which is going to be a really good year for you because you're going to start some new stuff next year.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Joe?
Yeah, it does. Do you have, like, any idea what's, you know, cause I'm thinking I'm changing as far as jobs. What do you think? I just going to the more intellectual type of job or something? Take up maybe?
I'm sorry, dear. I am just having the worst time hearing you.
You can't hear me that well?
Well, say what you said, but say it with a louder voice to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. You think I should try to get into something more in intellectual, you know, change my career into something like that? Because right now, you know, I'm not too happy what I'm doing right now.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, you're right on schedule. This is the 9 year. You decide what, if something isn't making you happy and it is not fulfilling you, this is the year where you decide, no more. Enough is enough. I have to do something different. And this is the year that you let go. So next year, you begin a brand new 9 year cycle. You're going to start something brand new. So if you want to bring something entirely new into your life, next year is the year it'll come for you. This is the year you decide that you want to make that change, that you want to bring something new to yourself. So you're on schedule. What you would be good at, I would really want to look at your full chart, but you are an intellectual. Computers, anything scientific, anything having to do with research, anything that uses your wonderful mind, anything in the metaphysical arena would be excellent for you. You are gifted in that area. A teaching, healing, all of the above. But to absolutely, you know, decide 100%, I would really like to be able to use your full name at birth and do like an hour reading for you.
Okay.
But that's what I can tell you for now.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. Very good.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you for calling, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyhow, if you do call in and want to give me a date of birth, that's pretty much what I can do for you. So. And some people have asked me, I just recently had a couple of people ask me, Allison, how do you read? I mean, how do you get this information from the numerology? Well, number one, study, you know, years and years and years and years, a lifetime of study. But also there's something more there when you are a numerologist and when you're reading the numbers. There's, I don't like to put titles and say, well, you know, I'm psychic or I'm this or that or a master numerologist. All I know is that what I know about numerology, I seem to have known without really having to work at it. It almost as though it wasn't so much learning numerology, it was remembering that I knew it. But when I connect to the numbers, when I do people's numbers and I'm looking at them, as soon as I look at the numbers, after I've calculated them, it's almost like a river that's flowing and it's getting ready to burst forth, and it's like I'm holding back that energy, waiting until I start to talk to the person. And then once I start talking to them, all of this energy starts flowing through and all of these words start coming out of my mouth. And half the time, I don't even think about what I'm saying. I just let it flow through me. And it's an interpretation of the numbers. It just comes out of me. So that's how I read. I mean, sometimes I can get real passionate. Sometimes I can get, you know, talk really fast. But you can't imagine how much is going on when I'm looking at the numbers. Hi there.
Hi.
I hear you have another caller.
Yes. My name is Jeannie Lee.
I'm going to ask you to speak up really louder than you normally would. And when you're talking to me so I can hear you. And tell me your name again. I didn't quite get it.
Okay. It's Jeannie Lee.
Jean?
Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E. Last name is Lee, L-E-E.
Got it. And your date of birth, Jean?
4-18-1942.
4-18, did you say 1942?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. All right. Give me a second.
Pardon?
Just give me a second.
The question is...
You have a question. Okay, great.
I do have a question. Is that I have figured my birth number, my name number, and even my Social Security number and my tag and my home address is an 11, but both of them are derived from a 29. And my question is I would like to...
Oh, dear, I'm going to stop you just for a second, okay? Only because what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to take off my headset and my microphone and see if I can hear you better without it. Because
okay,
really, I'm not getting a lot of what you're saying. So just hold on 1 second. Let me try this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you to speak up again.
Okay.
Okay, say it again louder.
All right. The question is that 29 equating down to an 11 is showing up in my name and my birth and even my Social Security. And I would like to have your intuitive about what that may mean to you.
Okay. Well, you said your name at birth is an 11 as well as your life path?
My name, not at birth, right now.
Right now is an 11?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's going to work out really nicely with your life path. It probably helps you out with the vibration of your life path. What I can tell from looking at April 18th, 1942, is that correct? That's your date of birth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What I'm looking at is I'm looking at master energy. I'm looking at someone that also carries a lot of desire to make the world a better place. Both of those things go hand in hand. You can't use master energy unless you're using it to help others. It's just the way, it's universal law. You have to. And if your name, the current name that you're using is an 11, it can only help you reach your destiny, work out what it is that your soul came to achieve, because that's helping to bring more of that energy to you. The one negative thing with having an overabundance of 11 master energy would be nervousness. Anxiety or possibly feeling a little panicky from time to time. It's a very high vibration. And people have to understand that the 11 energy is not that easy to deal with because you are constantly, you're like antenna, you're picking up energy all the time. You have to understand the nature of what it is you do. You have to understand about meditating, about aura meditations, cleansing meditations, taking care of yourself because you're running on very high vibrations. Does that make sense to you, Jeannie?
Yes. Yes, it does, because I do soul portraits, which I...
You do what?
I do soul portraits. I'm an artist.
Oh.
And I draw people's colors and numbers and their energy. So
wonderful.
You know, I utilize the artist part of me, utilizes what, you know, artwork comes from this.
So you're reading, you're bringing forth all of your psychic ability plus your artistic ability into the artwork. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's beautiful. I love that. And that's good for you. I mean, I'm looking at your challenges because
mm-hmm.
I can get that from your date of birth. And what I'm seeing is that in order for you to be at your best, you have to be expressing yourself. And you have to be using, you know, when you use art as a form of expression, that helps to flow your emotions through you. So if you do art, that's wonderful for overcoming your challenges as well. And you, oh gosh, you're in these, you, do you understand what your pinnacles are, Jean? Do you know that much about your chart?
Well, not exactly, no.
Okay.
The artist part of me, but no, not that.
Okay. Well, you're in an 11 pinnacle from now until the day you leave this planet. And you actually
been under the influence of the 11 energy since the age of 44. And when the pinnacle's there, it gives you opportunity for your talents and abilities. It means if the number of the pinnacle matches what you've got for your talents, it gives you the opportunity to use those talents. So from the age of 44 till the day you leave this planet, what you're doing is beautiful. Matches perfectly. It's wonderful. It fits right in there. It's hand in glove. Using your intuitive, your psychic abilities, tapping into them, doing readings, using artistic work, that's just perfect.
Good. Thank you.
Speak up, Jean.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate your time and your information. And
you're welcome.
I listen to you, and thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank
you. Good luck with your...
Uh-huh, bye.
It sounds wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm going to just tell the callers, I don't know why I'm having difficulty hearing callers, but if you do call in, speak up for me, because I'm just having a little bit of trouble hearing everybody. Now, before anybody calls in, there is something that I would like to do. And I wanted to do it last week when I was on the show, but I had a guest, and I really didn't want to take away from her time. But I want to talk for a moment about Steve Irwin, I guess you call him the Crocodile Hunter. And I want to talk about what I discovered and how I was feeling, just for a moment, if you all don't mind, just humor me. I don't think it really matters whether you look at Steve's numerology, you could look at his astrology, you could read his palm. Someone could have taken his aura photograph and read the aura. But I'm betting that any and all of those things would have shown that he was an extremely unusual person. I think that on an intuitive level, his friends and his family and his fans and even his country knew that there was something special about Steve Irwin. Something that went beyond anything that words could describe. And after looking at his numerology chart, indeed it does. When I heard the news of his death, I have to say that I was deeply saddened. And I really didn't know why, because I didn't know him personally. I had only watched a handful of his programs on the Discovery Channel. But what I saw of him, I did know that I liked him. I loved the passion that he brought to his work. And maybe because I feel that way about my work. And I also knew that I really liked the boyish charm that he had. And it touched the little child in all of us, I think. I know that watching his antics and seeing the animation on his face and seeing how he spoke, you know, it just reminded me of a happy child, of someone that was expressing themselves and just joyful and in the moment. And I also knew from what I had seen on the Discovery Channel that he loved animals. But I still couldn't understand why I was so sad that, you know, he had the accident and that he died. And I was drawn that week to read all the tributes. And there were criticisms as well about Steve Irwin, because I usually go to CNN page every day and I scan it. And I was reading all the tributes. And I found that he was a very loved man. There were so many wonderful things that were written about him on CNN. And I read about the memorials and the outpouring of grief from every country. And certainly, you know, my heart goes out to his family, his wife and his children and his friends. And my heart goes out to his country. But mostly, my heart goes out to humanity, because this is a tragic loss for all of us. Because I sat down and I did Steve's numerology. And I just want to say this. That Steve was a 33 life path, and that's a master number in numerology. And I have to say, in my experience, there are far and few in between. Now, the 33 is compared to be like Christ energy. It's avatar energy. It's the epitome of unconditional love. It's considered to be the teacher of teachers. It requires a great deal of personal sacrifice in order to achieve its destiny. A 33 has passion, and whatever it is that they're passionate about, it directs them. It's their cause. It's what they hold near and dear to their hearts, and I think Steve demonstrated that. And the 33 really must have courage of their convictions and willingness to hold true to their dreams. And there's a message in the life of the 33 which in some fashion teaches humanity something. And it doesn't stop there for Steve Irwin, because if you move on in his chart, now you're looking at the day he was born, which was a 22. And again, here we have another master number. And the 22 is a master builder. It has great potential when it comes to building a dream for humanity. And basically, Steve was a master builder. And what he came to do was to build something real, something tangible, something solid on this earth that in some fashion helped or aided humanity. And I think when you look at what he did with his life's work in the building of the zoo in Australia, I think you have your 22 dream sitting right there in his life's work. And if you don't think that that's enough, when you move on to Steve's expression number, it was an 11. And, you know, that stopped the numerologists right in their tracks, because I have done a chart for a few people that have the 33 and the 22 and the 11 in their course. But that's a few out of, I've lost count, thousands of charts. And to see a 33, a 22, and an 11 all in one person's chart all at once, the first three numbers, it just, you can't imagine what it was that this soul had undertook in this lifetime. Now, the 11, with what he came to do, is considered to be a spiritual messenger, that he was on a journey to learn his own spiritual truth from life experience. And then once he learned, he was meant to enlighten others. 11s can be very much in the forefront. They get pushed into the limelight. And what they do inspires other people. They're very intense individuals. They have a lot of energy. And, you know, when you see him in action, that's seeing that vibration as well. And I could go on and on discussing this chart, but the point that I want to make here was that his numerology chart was extraordinary. And he was on this planet to teach us about love and to teach us about passion and teach us about following our dreams. Prophets and visionaries come in many, many packages, but in this particular case, they came in a khaki outfit with boots, and his name was Steve Irwin. And there's much to be learned from Steve's life, and somehow we just know it. Humanity has suffered a great loss the day that he died. And I know that from the outpouring of love and then from the outpouring of letters, from the tributes that were on CNN, so many of us know this without knowing why we know it. We just instinctively read his energy. We instinctively know that he was here to teach us something. And I just wanted to share his chart with you just for a moment and just show you that, you know, it is in his numbers. And I hope you don't mind humoring me or letting me say this, but I was deeply moved when I saw his chart, so I just wanted to share that with you. Now, getting back to the rest of the show, I am still and will take some calls if you want to call in, if you've got a numerology question, or if you would like me to do a reading, I'd be happy to do that for you. I'm going to give you the numbers again. For USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. And for Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And the direct line to the station is 530-876-3222. And speak up when you call in. Now, what I wanted to do, you know, is to maybe give a little information. I did actually find out there were several listeners that were numerology students are studying numerology, and they were getting quite a bit of information from the show. So, you know, in the meantime, I'd be happy to maybe teach you guys a little something about numerology. So if you had a pen and paper right there, why don't you get it out? And what I would like for you to do is to write your name at birth, whatever name was on your birth certificate, and write it out, the first name, middle name, last name. If you don't have a middle name, then just write out your name. And when you have that done, I'm just going to give you assignments for the letters, a number for the letter. And then what I want you to do is if you have an A in your name, then you're going to write down the number that I give you. If you have an R in your name, I'll tell you what number to write down. Well, maybe we'll do that lesson in just a few minutes. Hi, we have a caller?
Yes, hi, this is Mitch. How are you?
Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
Good.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could do a quick reading for me.
All righty, would you like to give me your date of birth, please?
6/20/52.
You said 6/20/1952, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm a big fan of your show. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you, Mitch. Appreciate that. It's always nice to hear. Okay. Well, it must be 7 night here. You're a 7 life path. So I don't know if you were listening earlier to me trying to describe the 7 life path for Joe, but, you know, this life path is a very spiritual, highly spiritual life path. It's kind of like the wise old sage Yoda energy, you know, seeking the truth. I don't know if it makes sense to you if I was to say to you that you've always felt different from other people. You always felt as though you didn't quite belong. You almost like you sense that your spiritualness is overwhelming, or it's a real thing for you, and it might be a little bit difficult to get along with everybody else that seems to be more interested in material things and material things in the world, that sort of a thing. You're more of a deep thinker, more of a spiritual being. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I think you're right on the mark.
And the intellectual capacity, you know, 7 is a very intellectual, mental number. And so you absolutely seek to learn, whether it's to study going to school or whether it's to study from books, but your books that you have teach you. And you are much more interested in learning facts and making your mind expand. And when you have to understand something, you're not interested in knowing it halfway. You have to understand it 100%. And so this causes you to study it to such a degree that you actually can become an expert at something. You study it so long and so hard that you know more than anybody else. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time studying, like you say, in depth, and I just really enjoy it.
Right. And this is a little bit of a loner energy in the sense that 7s really do need time to think, time to contemplate, time to take in the information that they have and mull it over, so to speak. And to, you know, you might even come up with some really marvelous insights when you're a 7 energy. So you do need to, you know, a constant confusion, a lot of people around you. You really kind of like that alone downtime where you're by yourself. It's important to you. You need that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Right.
I can relate to that.
Right. Now, there's a lot more about the 7, but you really will be drawn to studying things religious or spiritual. You are a little bit of a skeptic, and so that's part of the reason why you're drawn, because you're trying to prove things to yourself. You're actually trying to find your own truth, what makes sense to you. You're a very intuitive person. Clairsentient is a word for the 7. You know things without knowing why you know them. And if you live your life using that gut instinct, using your intuition, it'll never set you wrong. And this life path isn't so much about working and career for you. It's really about developing the spiritual side of you, knowing your inner self. And you will be taken care of, because there is a certain blessing that comes with the 7 life path. What you need will come to you. So, you know, you'll be in the right place at the right time, and what you need, it'll just be given to you. Does that make sense to you? Has that ever happened to you in your life?
Yeah, that's happened more times than I can count. It's something that just blows me away continually. From jobs to knowing when something might happen, it's been really a blessing.
Right. Well, you know, the 7 energy is very, very knowing. It's clairsentient. You just know stuff. Now, your birthday as well is a very intuitive number. It's a sensitive number. So here again, earlier we had, I think it was Joe, that had the seven life path, the 29 birthday. Both of them being very intuitive and psychic, and so do you. This 20 birthday is equally intuitive. You do feel other people's energy. You do tune in to environments. You are very sensitive. There is part of you that wants that soulmate connection, that love, being part of something. It makes you very cooperative, very good with details. The one thing I'll tell you with this 20 for your birthday and that 7 for your life path is, you know, you could get a little lost in details because you do pay attention to the little stuff. And so sometimes I would like to really look at the rest of your energy to see if you see the big picture, you know, if you've got other numbers that helps your vision, you know, get bigger. But you could get a little lost in details. You're good with details. But this too is peaceful. It's like you don't want the fighting, the arguing, the confrontations. You really need peace and harmony in your life. The 7 energy is very refined. It's very dignified. And so is the 20. And your birthday, it's very refined and dignified. That's an important part of you. You're in a 7 year, so this is a good year for you to study more. Or, you know, if there's a subject that you want to get into, studying, reading, whatever, it's a good year for you, good year for writing, a good year for just using that 7 energy, you know, trying to gain some insights, trying to work your way through things. Trying to get to know your spiritual self a little bit more. That's a beautiful year for that. It's a 7. And usually when you're a 7 life path and you hit a 7 year, it could be a very profound year for you, a very important year for you and your growth and your development. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I've entered into a kind of a different path or direction or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And it's happened this year, so yeah.
Okay. And the final thing that I'm looking at here is, you know, just to tell you what energy that you're in. Besides the 7 years, you're in this 5 pinnacle for the rest of your life. So the one thing about this 5 pinnacle is that, you know, change is coming it has been happening for you. This change can be change of job, change of what you were doing. Once you hit the age of 48. This energy came in to change everything in your life. And you may not be doing now what you were doing prior to the age of 48. It might be something entirely different. And also, you might even be changing the way that you're thinking. You can literally evolve in your thinking and let go of old thoughts and old ways that you used to have. It brings in new energy, forward-moving energy. It means that this latter years of your life, you're going to be on the move, whether it's traveling, adventure, whether it's yourself growing, but it's definitely a very active pinnacle to be in the last years of your life. So I don't know if you're feeling that or have felt that since you turned 48.
Yeah. Yes, I have. It's been wonderful the last few years, and it's been very rewarding.
Well, good. Good. Well, that's what I have for you right now, Mitch. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's it. I'm a real fan of your show, and I thought I'd finally call in.
Well, thank you. I really, honestly, truly appreciate that. Thank you, Mitch.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. What we were doing, I'm not even sure if we're going to be able to get through this, but let's try. Y'all were writing your names. And what I want you to do is I'm going to tell you the number value of the letter, and I want you to write that underneath your name. So if you have an A, J, or S in your name, underneath them I want you to write a 1. That's A, J, or S. If you have a B, K, or T in your name, I'd like for you to write a 2 under them. If you have a C, L, or U in your name, I'd like you to write a 3 under them. DMV, V as in victory, in your name, write a 4 under them. N-E-W in your name, write a 5. F-O-X in your name, write a 6 under them. G-Y-P in your name, write a 7. And H-G-Z in your name, write an 8. And finally, I and R, write a 9. Now, hopefully you're looking at that and you got all of that. If not, hey, there's a message board, which is a new feature on CBS Radio, and you can always email me at my email address or leave a message there, and I'll be happy to go over it again. And certainly, I can't get through this in this show, but I'll try to finish this next show. But what I want you to do is take a look-see at what you, how many numbers you've got. How many ones do you have? How many twos? How many threes, fours, and fives, and sixes, and sevens, and eights, and nines? How many of each number do you have in your name? Now, I want to tell you what's average so you know what's normal. Usually a person has 3 ones in their name. They have 3 fives in their name, and they have 3 nines in their name. That's average. The average person has 0 sevens in their name, so most people don't have a 7 in their name. So if you've got 1 or 2, that's significant. The other numbers, 2, 4, 6, and 8, you have 1. It's average to have 1 in your name. So when you're looking at that, when it's all said and done, you want to look at where you're not average. Where do you have the most? What number in your name do you have the most of? Is it a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4? Whatever number you have the most of in your name is called your hidden passion. That is something that is intensified in your energy field. It is something that you have access to. It's something your soul brought because it's important to have that energy to help you out in your life. And so that number is important. Equally as important is wherever you've gone way and above the average. I was actually reading for looking at a chart the other day, and the person had 8 fives in their name. That's quite a bit of fives in one person's name, and that's significant for that person. Or maybe you've got 3 sixes. That's very significant to have 3 sixes in your chart. So you might want to make a little notation. What is average and what is above average in your chart? And really quickly, I don't know if I can get through it in this show. Maybe I'll just work it through the other shows. But one, I'll do it quickly. And then next show, I think I'll do it in a deeper detail. One is leadership. That's really being an individual and being very unique. And having confidence and being more able to stand up for yourself. So look at how many ones you have in your chart. I mean, not in your chart, excuse me, in your name. Twos is being sensitive. It's the peacemaker. It's someone who is supportive. And so look at how many twos you have in your name. Threes would be optimism and joy and enthusiasm and expression and being able to express yourself. That's kind of like, the type of individual that's friendly and easy to be around, easygoing. So look at how many threes you have in your name. Fours, this is the discipline, the conscientious, serious kind of grown-up energy. Without the fours, you can't get anything done. So if you're missing a four in your name, you might have some serious problems with applying yourself and getting things done in your life, just carrying through on tasks. Now, fives in your name, take a look and see how many. This is the free spirit in you. This is the part of you that's flexible and adapts really easy. This is the traveler. This is the bohemian in you, and it's the number of fives in your name. Now, 3 is average, so if you've got more than 3, or in the case of the person who had 8 in a name, that's a lot of free spirit energy and get you in a little bit of trouble maybe. Now, looking at your sixes, the average is 1, and this is the nurturing, parental, loving, warm, kind, caring friend energy. It's the cosmic mother-father energy. It cares about the home, beauty, and all things having to do with raising a family, taking care of people. Let's just see how many sixes you have in your name. Now, seven energy, like most people don't have it, but this is, you know, finding faith. This is seeking the truth, understanding your spiritual self. There can be more than one meaning. It also can mean that you have difficulty specializing in anything, that maybe you're jack of all trades, master of none. But the seven energy is a very, very spiritual energy. And I usually find that people that are very spiritual or in the spiritual arena working as a life's work, they have a lot of sevens in their name. So we'll take a look, see. One, usually you don't have any. So if you've got one, you're doing good. If you've got way more than one, then you're carrying with you a lot of spiritual energy. Eight, you average person has one. And that's probably one of the numbers that I see missing most in people's names. And this has to do with power and has to do with money, has to do with the proper use of power and money, actually. So if you're missing an eight, there's a lot of ups and downs financially for you. There's a lesson where you're learning the proper value of money. Money isn't your God, that it isn't the most important thing in life, that sort of a thing. There's issues with the eight energy. You're missing an eight in your name. And finally, we come to the nine. The nine is humanitarian energy, and this is this is the unconditional love and caring. This is where you can relate to people as humans, humanity, where you understand that we're all one, that it's a brotherhood of all. It's caring for your weaker brothers and sisters. It's wanting to do something good with your life. Now, the average person only has three nines in their name. So if you have more than that, that brings you more humanitarian energy. So you see, that's just a little brief example of what your name is telling a numerologist based on the quantity of numbers in your name. When I come back next time, I'll try to expand upon that. We'll talk about what it means to have too much, what it means to have not enough, what it means to be missing some. That might be an interesting show. By all means, BBS has this new message board. It's called Ask the Experts. So if there's something that you would like for me to discuss on Visible by Numbers, by all means, leave me a message and I'll be happy to, use your suggestions. It's all about what you guys want to hear. So anyhow, I've come to the end of my hour on BBS, and I'd really like to thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it. I will be back at the same time next week. And in the meantime, I do wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night.